In the OFM Art Beat today, we're heading over to 11A's Art Museum in Bloemfontein. And this is a solo exhibition. It's going to take your breath away. Not only for sheer size, but it's so beautiful in color and so much texture. Let's hear from Kilmany Jo Liversedge, the artist herself. Welcome to OFM.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
What an incredible experience when you walk into 11A's Art Museum and these large, colorful pictures greet you.
Thank you. I've always had a love for color and love for size, so I'm glad to share it with everyone.
What does precaria mean?
It's derived from the Latin root for precarious, which evokes not just vulnerability, but the thrilling instability that defines urban art. The spray of aerosol on a wall destined for erasure, the chalk sketch washed away by rain, or the stencil's defiant trace against the grind of the city. And the body of work delves into the precariousness inherent in these methods. The graffiti's brief rebellion, the stenciling calculated risk, and the guerrilla tactics of wheat pasting and tagging. So each mark is a gamble, a momentary assertion of presence in a world that erodes and overrides. So precaria is just a shorter version or a take on that word. And I've kind of used the precariousness of the urban art in my work.
It kind of symbolizes to me the word inquisitive. I also see that some of it has got to do with graffiti. Am I right?
Yes. So I'm not a street artist, but studied fine art, and I was always just fascinated with the aerosol spray, the mark making of it. So I've kind of used that urban elements that you use on the street, and I've used it in my paintings. So it is an inquisitive, as you say, your interpretation, just bringing the kind of street signature onto my canvases.
We're joined by Kilmany Jo Liversedge today in the OFM Art Beat. Solo exhibition Precaria is on at 11A's Art Museum. Kilmany Jo, there's also a very intense gaze in some of the pieces. It's like they're really following you around the room.
Yes, I actually did kind of use that in my thought process. I'm influenced by Renaissance art. And if you know the Mona Lisa and all of those portrait-related paintings, they do have a gaze on them. And I've kind of taken that element of the Renaissance art and used it in a modern way, showing women with this gaze that kind of, you know, you stand there and you are taken by her gaze. Basically also just really showing strength of women using the masculine gaze, which was basically painted by males, me being a female and taking it on in that respect.
Well, it's not just still life for figures, but you also have these most beautiful flowers, and they really are like layer on layer of texture. How do you make that jump from painting someone, well, not necessarily a specific someone, but someone, yes, into the world of florals and these gorgeous colors?
I think it's got to do with the fact that I'm a woman. You know, also with Renaissance, it was basically that it was portraiture, it was still life paintings. So me using those subject matters and bringing it into this urban context is where I decided to use the still life. And the still life basically is also kind of, flowers are feminine, and the structure of the actual flower is circular and has feminine shapes. So I thought, you know, with me being a female artist and basically just concentrating on the female gaze, I kind of was resonated towards still lives also.
Kilmany Jo joins us, and her exhibition is on at 11A's Art Museum, Precaria. You can go view this until Sunday, the 23rd of November. Kilmany, it's like your colors are in this very big contrast to the Free State, because we're still catching up in color. We're still just getting out of winter. But thank you for joining us in the Art Beat, and thank you for sharing your talent with us.
Thank you, and I hope that I inspire everyone that sees it with that color can bring happiness to everyone, and just not always going for the monotone type things. The color really just brings happiness and joy.
Go see some of these artworks in person, and go read more now under Lifestyle at ofm.co.za.